With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Brad Lighthouser is a gifted young writer whose highly praised first novel, Equal Distance, is about the American expatriate experience in Japan. His first book was a volume of poetry, Hundreds of Fireflies, both books published by Knopf. 1980 was a busy time for Brad Lighthouser, the year he graduated from Harvard Law School.
All within a week, I took the bar and I got married, and my first book of poems was accepted. And a couple weeks after that, we moved to Japan,
where he lived for 3 years. It was in 1983 that Brad Lighthouser got the staggering news that he had become the winner of a $160,000 MacArthur Award.
My wife was in Japan. I was in the States at the time, and I was visiting and looking for a job, and we were broke, and she was pregnant, and so it came at a very good time.
Word of the award came from out of the blue.
It fulfilled a fantasy that most people have, or many people have, that perfect strangers out there are sort of watching you in a beneficent sort of way and are preparing to do nice things for you. Because I had no idea I was being considered. I just got a letter, Federal Express package, and they said I had won this fellowship and that I would be receiving payments for the next 5 years.
The award of $32,000 a year gives Brad Lighthouser the freedom to devote large amounts of time to his writing.
I'm a slow writer, and I make a lot of mistakes writing, and it takes an awful lot of sitting, you know, and looking at the wall. If I'm working, you know, full-time, it's hard for me. I need big blocks of time to write in.
Brad Lighthouser's novel, Equal Distance, tells of a young man not unlike himself who develops a stormy relationship with two other young Americans in Japan. One of the things Lighthouser's hero learns is that despite Japan's adoption of many things Western, the gap between the cultures sometimes seems to be insurmountable. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Like the hero of his novel, Equal Distance, Brad Lighthouser also went to Harvard Law School and worked in Japan, Kyoto to be precise. Lighthouser's novel, his first, is the story of Danny Ott and two expatriate friends, his lover Carrie and his gregarious and increasingly annoying friend, Greg.
I think they're composites of, I mean, partly just pure fiction and partly of various friends of mine, and I tell each of my friends that the character is completely based on him alone.
Despite Western influences, Japan is still Japan, and for Lighthouser, after 3 years of it, the novelty began to wear thin.
We had no bath or shower, which is common in Japan. You'd have to go to the public baths, which would seem very kind of colorful and interesting. Your first couple of months there, you feel that you were partaking of some authentic Japanese experience, but within a few months, it becomes quite inconvenient, and it's cold, and you don't want to walk over to the public bath and walk back.
As an American living in Japan, Lighthouser also felt somewhat isolated, since he could be so readily perceived as a foreigner.
You get onto a bus, and you see instantly whether you are or are not the only Westerner aboard. It's there, I mean, that sense of everyone seeing you and perceiving you as someone different.
And in his novel, Lighthouser shows that there is a persistent cultural misunderstanding between Americans and Japanese, perhaps best exemplified by different eating manners.
What I was kind of horrified at these Japanese people who would eat so loudly and slurp their food, which I was told since I was 2 years old is rude. And of course, they were always horrified at, you know, my own table manners, I'm sure.
That's Brad Lighthouser, who teaches at Amherst College in Massachusetts. His first novel, Equal Distance, published by Knopf, is an impressive story of young Americans making their way in contemporary Japan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.